We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo did something that we think is fantastic. And listen, sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. I mean, we just heard the story out of the Satter House in Revere where you have five residents that have just passed away, and they're saying at least four of the deaths are related to the coronavirus. And you're just getting people to try and pay attention. They're like, hey, this is really important. You need to stay home because you don't know if you have it. You don't know if you're transmitting it. We have a lot of people that are very susceptible to this. It affects the upper respiratory. It's a very dangerous virus. So first, I want to say good morning, Mayor, and I want to ask you where you came up with the idea to get out there with the bullhorn and talk to people on Revere Beach.
Yeah, good morning. And, you know, we've seen a significant increase in our positive cases. Last week, we just had eight cases. We're now up to today, we have 113. It was clear to us that that too many people weren't taking the guidance seriously. And we were trying to brainstorm some ideas of how to get some more attention and really bring it to a basic level of, you know, I said, why don't I get a bullhorn and just jump in our mobile city hall van and remind people that they should be social distancing, that they shouldn't be congregating. You know, on Friday, last Friday, there were it was a pretty nice day, and it would have been a nice beach day any other May or March.
Right.
It would have been a great beach day. We're not in normal times, you know, and I just want to remind everyone that if they can, to please stay home. If they are out, to practice social distancing, and please don't congregate, especially on Revere Beach. I know Revere Beach is the best place in the world and the most beautiful place to take a walk.
It's gorgeous.
Unfortunately, we don't want you for now. We want you to come back in July, maybe for the Sand Celtic Festival. We want people to come back in August when the weather's a little bit nicer. But right now, it's not normal times, and we do have to take drastic measures. And grabbing a bullhorn is a little drastic, but you know, whatever we need to do, whatever I need to do to get the message out to my residents to keep them healthy and to make sure that they're staying home, I'm going to do that.
So once you did this, what did the people say? Did you get any calls to the mayor's hotline?
So we've gotten a few calls.
Because there's always that guy.
I had some great conversations with people, just reminding them, you know, I had my second grade teacher was out walking, and she, you know, she has a heart issue. She said, I need to walk. The gym equipment in my building is not being used. We're not allowed to use it.
Right.
I needed to get out and get a walk. And I said, just please, you know, practice social distancing. Don't get too close to people. But the number of people who were surprised that there were so many people on the beach was really kind of shocking to me, because, you know, we're trying to remind people to stay home if they can. And I think people just, you know, humans are have natural habits, and a habit for the folks in the Revere area is to go down the beach on a nice day and take a walk. And you know, we just want to make sure people know that this is serious, and it has impacted folks on the beach. The Jack Satter House, my heart goes out to everyone in that building and everyone who's been affected. You know, we now have five deaths in the city of Revere from COVID-19. We have, like I said, 113 cases right now. That number will go up. We've seen our numbers go up each and every day. So, you know, we're trying to just get the message out that people should stay home. If they can't stay home, they can even call we do have a hotline, 311, in the city of Revere. Mm-hmm. We're making food deliveries. We're providing wellness checks, and we're calling seniors just to see if they need anything. But, you know, we're here to support people who maybe can't stay home, right? If they have to go out, right. want them to be safe.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo on. Did Annie have a question for the mayor?
She does. Mayor, I have to tell you, first and foremost, I am a South Shore girl through and through.
Here we go.
But I do, you're okay in my book. Even though you're from Revere, you know, you're the North Shore guy, you're okay in my book. I want to know, with the weather,
He was worried about that, I'm sure.
I really had to get that out. Thank you so much for understanding. with the weather kind of, it's been gray and rainy, do you think that you'll have to do it again this weekend? Do you think that people will start to kind of get the message more seriously now?
So we've been looking at the forecast. I think on Monday it looks like one day that may get up to 65 or 70 degrees. We're keeping an eye on that. We've also been in touch with our partners at the state level to make sure that they know, at the end of the day, the beach is owned and operated by the DCR, which is a state office that runs and operates the beach. So I've been in conversation with the governor, just letting him know about what we're seeing on the ground and what precautions we need to take, because the last thing we want to do is again, have folks in the community spreading the virus, and we've seen what happened at the Satter House, and one other thing I have to say is that the businesses on the beach have been great. Kelly's Roast Beef has really stepped up. We had conversations with them, some difficult conversations about their operation and that they had people congregating around, and they've been more than willing to step up, and we really appreciate that. I appreciate that. I know the residents appreciate that for helping to make sure that we're all healthy.
Well, we want to help too, Mayor. And so we have the Revere Mayor on, Brian Arrigo, and producer Dan has said, listen, you shouldn't be the one that have to go down to the beach and yell at people with the bullhorn.
You're a busy man.
So he has offered, and he's put together a demo reel of what it would sound like if he went down for you. Take a listen.
Hey, hey, hey. Hands off the swing set, Margaret. Parks are closed. That's right. You've seed your last saw until 2021. I think Dora's exploring something. Go inside and watch it. It's a pandemic. Come on. Hey, 6 feet apart, Romeo. That's not social distancing. I see you over there. It's not a Niall Horan song. Keep your slow hands to yourself. 6 feet, 72 inches. Go hold her hand virtually with a TikTok or a fire emoji or whatever you do. Social distancing. All right, break it up, break it up. You think I don't know what 30 red solo cups in a semicircle means? I've lived. No social gatherings of more than 10 people until further notice. What, you think I'm happy? They closed the flea market. That's where I get my pants. I got so many friggin' holes in my Levi's, I look like I should be in Tiger King, kid. If I tell Mayor Arrigo you're out here stanky-legging and Dougie and heads are gonna roll. Roll! Everyone who is not a seagull, get the hell off the boardwalk!
What do you think, producer Dan? If you need him, he's there for you.
We've actually got a sound truck. We're looking for some folks to maybe get the message out. We want to get it out in multiple languages, but those are some good messages.
I also speak Polish.
He speaks North Shore and Polish.
All right, Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Listen to what the mayor is saying. Stay home. It is the best for everybody. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks so much. And I just have to say one quick thing. My niece, Ani, had a birthday yesterday. She turned 9. I just want to say happy birthday, Ani. Sorry we didn't get to celebrate it all together, but happy birthday.
Kennedy, and here's the funny story. You want to talk about a small world. Ani is, his family is related to friends of ours, Ani and Torin, her brother. Torin plays lacrosse with Barrett.
Small world.
Of course.
Small
of course.
World.
Yeah.
Small
anyway.
World.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mayor. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.